Okay, so let's look back again at the Mishnah. I want to focus on a very little point, really, in the Mishnah today. So let's go back. So the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek had said, and again, I sent you the link if you want to follow on Sfaria, if that's helpful. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Omer Ayabah B'Shabbat Mishalosh Sa'in Uvechol Mechamesh. Rabbi Shmuel had said that the Karban HaOmer on Shabbat is brought from three sa'ah, and then you take that three sa'ah and you sift it down to get a isaron, a tenth of an ephah of fine flour for the flour offering. Uvechol Mechamesh. And on a weekday, so then according to Bishmal, you use a larger amount, five sa'ah to sift it down to the right amount. It was always brought from three. Rabbi Chanina Skona Kohanim Omer B'Shabbat Einikzar B'Yachid U'V'Magel Echad U'V'Kupa Echad. On Shabbat, you used to use only a single person to cut the grain with a single scythe and a single box. U'V'Chol B'Shlosha B'Shalosh Kupot U'V'Shalosh Maklot. But on Shabbat, you used three people, three boxes, and three scythes. V'chachamim omrim echad Shabbat v'echad chol b'shlosha b'shalosh kubot u'v'shalosh maglot. You use three, whether it's the weekday or it's Shabbat. So yesterday we focused on the first machloket. So let's just reread the Gemara. So the Gemara said b'shlama rabbanan kasavri isaron muchar b'shlosha sa'inate v'loshna v'chol v'loshna v'shabbat. According to the Rabbanan, so to get quality grain, you need three sa'ah. And therefore, there's no reason to distinguish between Shabbat and a weekday. And Ella Rabbi Shmuel Maika Savar, why does Rabbi Shmuel think that you sift out from three during the week and five during the week and three on Shabbat? Ika Savar Isaron Muchar Lavati Ella Mechamesh, if he thinks. Oh, that was my internet cutting out. Okay, so anyways, so as I said, the Mishnah has the machloket Rabbi Shmuel Chachamim whether during the week and on Shabbat you use different amounts of flour to get to the right amount. And that's what I dealt with yesterday with just Yosef. But to run through the Gemara again, the Gemara said, Bishlama Rabbanan Kasavri Yisaron Muchar Bishlosha Sa'in. Atev loshna bechol veloshna b'shabbat. Right, this is the Gemara in Samach Yom Amud Bet. So according to Rabbanan, you need good quality flour for the Karban HaOmer, and therefore, they think that you get enough good quality flour from three sa'ah. So you do the same on Shabbat and during the week. El Rabbi Shmuel Maika Savar. What does Rabbi Shmuel hold? Why does he distinguish between the week and Shabbat, where during the week you use five sa'ah of flour to get the right amount of flour? Five sa'ah of grain, rather, and the Rabbanans, and then during the week use three. So he says, Ika sarvar, isaron muchar lo ate el mechamesh, if he thinks you need five, so afil b'shabbat nami. If you need five to get the right amount of flour, so do it. Imi shalosh ate, if you only need three, so afil b'chol nami, so during the week you should also use three. So amarava, rabba sex, amar Yishmael, isaron muchar lo tircha, ate mechamesh b'tircha ate. So he said, therefore, he thinks as follows. He thinks with effort, you can get the same amount of good flour out of three sa'ah. Without effort, you can get it from five. So on Shabbat, we tell you to put in a little bit more effort and get it from less grain. But during the week, we tell you to use it for more. D'hachi shvicha milta b'Shabbat mutav shiyarbe melacha achad barakada v'yarbe b'melachot harbe. And the reason is because it's better to do one melacha many times on Shabbat than to do different melachot. And doing more sifting is the same melacha over and over again, rather than doing different melachot, like cutting more grain and gathering it, etc., is multiple melachot. Does one of you want to just text Yosef for me? Because my WhatsApp seems not to be going through, and I just want him to know that we're back on. Noah? Can you just text Yosef and tell him that we're... I don't know why my WhatsApp is not going through. Okay. So anyway, so we dealt with yesterday is the machloket of Yishmael and the Chachamim. Meaning, why is it that Yishmael thinks that it's better to do less work or the same work over and over on Shabbat rather than different ones, and the Chachamim disagree? And we noted a few possibilities. One is that they simply argue on the reality, meaning, is it possible to get enough good flour for the Karban Omer when you're using 3 sa'ah versus 5 sa'ah of grain? That doesn't seem to be the majority position of the Gemara. It seems to be more of a halachic machloket. And we noted several possibilities. Maybe it's about whether you think that when we say it's mutar to violate Shabbat for the Karban Omer, whether we view that as hutrar dechuya, meaning, do we think that it's totally mutter to cut the grain to prepare for the Karban Omer, and therefore there's no reason to change the way you do it during the week, or do you think it's dechuya, it's just held in abeyance, meaning it's still usser, it's just that it's mutter to violate the isser, and therefore, even though it's mutter, you have to try to minimize it as much as possible. And then we noted that it might depend on whether you view this as part of the mitzvah itself, or a preparatory stage, or whether you view this as the mitzvah itself, or a hidur, right, a more beautiful way of doing it. And this is based on the continuing lines in the Gemara, where the Gemara says that Amar Rabba says Rabbi Shmuel Broka Amru Davar Echad. The Rabbi Shmuel's position that you should try to minimize melacha is conceptually linked to the following machloket. Detanya, the Braisa tells you that Arba Asar Shachal Yod B'Shabbat. If you have to bring the Karban Pesach on Shabbat, so Mashida de Pesach Ara Chazed Divrei Rabbi Shmuel Benosha B'Yochan Ben Broka. So Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochan Ben Broka, says that you don't flay the animal in the normal way, but rather you only do it until the chest area, and then you pull out the meat from there. V'Chachamim Omrim Hashiv Shod Et Yavshid Et Kulo. The Chachamim say you flay it normally. So Milo Amar Rabbi Shmuel Benosha B'Yochan Ben Broka Atam Kolecha De'Efshar Lo Tarchinan. So don't you see that they share a conceptual position? Namely, that you try to minimize melacha when possible. Achanami keva de efshar lo tarchinan. Since you can minimize how much grain you need to sift, so you do it. Nimai, the Gemara says, how do you know? Dilma adkan lo kama Rabbi Shmuel hacha el delecha bizayon kachim. Avol hatam deika bizayon kachim. E melacha kirabanan. He says, no, maybe by the carbon case, there's a counter pressure. Because only half flaying the animal and pulling out the meat while the skin sort of hangs around, that's just a disgusting way to deal with a karban. And therefore he would say, I won't tell you to do that. Inami ad kan lo kam Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher ben Yochanan ben Broka atam delo eladit avid leitzorach gavoa velo tzorach achulei Shabbat. Or alternatively, there, everything you're doing is for the Beit HaMikdash, so there's no chilul Shabbat. But maybe here the cutting of the Omer is not really Tzorach Gavoa. It's not really for Shamayim as much, and therefore there is Chilul Shabbat. So now the Gemara comes back to our Machloket, the one I want to focus on today. Rabbi Ishmael, who says that you have to minimize how much grain you sift on Shabbat, is conceptually equivalent to Rechanina Skana Kohanim in the Mishnah, who says that you should have less people on Shabbat cutting it, limited to one person, not three. It's not, because the Mishnah we just read said, Rechanina Skana Kohanim Omer B'Shabbat Niksar B'Yachid. On Shabbat, you cut the Omer with one person, B'Magel Echad, with one scythe, U'V'Kupa Echad, and into one box, U'V'Chol, but during the week, B'Shlosha. Three people, b'shalosh kupot, with three boxes, u'v'shalosh maglot, and with three scythes. V'chachamim omrim, echad Shabbat, v'echad chol, b'shalosh kupot, b'shalosh maglot. And the chachamim say, you do it the same way during the week as you would on Shabbat. Mi lo ka'amar, Rabbi Chanina skanakonim hatam, Kevin de Efshar Lutarchinan is in the logic of Rechaninus Kana Kohanim, that since it's possible to have one person cut down the grain for the Karban Omer on Shabbat, I do it because it's better to minimize melacha. Hachanami Kevin de Efshar Lutarchinan. So here too, since it's possible, so I don't exert the extra effort. The Gemara says no. Mimai, how do you know? Dilma ad kan lo ka'amar Rabbi Shmuel hacha ela deleka pirsume milta. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel would tell you that when it comes to sifting the grain, which isn't in your face and doesn't publicize what you're doing, so then you sift from less. Aval hatam diika pirsume milta ema kirabanan svirale. But maybe he'll agree that when it comes to cutting it with three people, even on Shabbat, there's a benefit with doing it with three people because it will publicize the cutting of the Omer more. Now, why do you think that matters? Why do you think it matters that we would be willing to maybe even have more people involved in Chilul Shabbat for the mitzvah just because it's going to publicize it more? Why does that matter? What do you think? Why does it matter? Why do we say that maybe we would tell you to minimize how much sifting you do of the flour, but we would tell you don't minimize the number of people involved in the job because we want everybody to know that we're bringing the Omer? Why would you think that we should do that? Do you remember? Remember, we spent several days on this. So look at Rashi. Rashi tells you, Ema Rabbi Shmuel kerabanan svirle. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel is like the rabbanan. Va'avninan b'shlosha lefarsema davar shektirata omer b'motzai tedva b'nisan b'mnei abaytusim sh'omrim ein omer b'ayla b'echad b'shabbat. I mean, what's the counter pressure here according to Rashi? Rabbi Shmuel thinks that when it comes to sifting the grain, so you should try to minimize melacha. But when it comes to cutting the grain, even on Shabbat, we do everything in our power to publicize that we're doing it. Why? Because we have an ongoing machloket with the Baitusim about when to bring the Karbana Omer. And therefore, we always want to publicize that we're bringing the Omer. And even if that means that we're going to have more people involved in the cutting of the Omer, we do everything in our power to let the whole world know that we are bringing the Omer. And therefore, on Motzai Tetvav Nisan, no matter what day of the week it is, we want to be able to be telling people that we don't hold like the Baitusim. The Gemara gives another possibility. Inami ad kan lo ka'amar Rabbi Chanina skan ha'konim atam di bechad I b'shlosha tzarech gavoa. It could be that Rabbi Chanina skan ha'konim thinks that whether it's one or whether it's three people, it's mutar because it's four shamayim. But maybe he really thinks that the grain won't be produced well enough if you do it with less base grain, and therefore maybe he would agree with the Rabbanan. So I really just want to focus on this small issue of what exactly is the value of cutting the Omer with three people to publicize it. So we've seen one possibility, right? Rashi says that the reason that we want to publicize the bringing of the Omer at all times is because we have this ongoing dispute with the Baitusim about when the right time to bring the Omer is. And therefore, anything we can do that will publicly state to everybody that we believe that the right time to bring the Omer is on the 16th of Nisan and not on the Sunday following Pesach or the Sunday before Pesach, etc., all the things we saw, we'll do it. And if you look at the sources that I gave you, this is the position of the Bar Tanura as well. So you see the sources? If you want, I'll copy the two lines back into the chat here. But if you have the source sheet open, It's number two on the sources. This is also the position of the Bartanura. And the Bartanura here says, Bishlosha b'nei Adam, uvashalosh kupot, uvashalosh maglot. Why do we go through three? If you remember, three was also the pattern that we had in terms of publicizing the Omer, right? We would bring the Omer and we would three times say, is it time to cut? Yes, it's time to cut. Is it time to cut? It's time to cut. Is it time to cut? Cut. With this scythe? Yes, with this scythe, etc. So Rashi and the Bartanura say the same thing is true here. We're doing it to publicize this to the Tzdukim. And the Bartanura says, L'farsema davar shektzirata omer b'matzei chamisha asar b'nisan, to tell everybody that we think that the right time to bring the omer is to cut it the night after the 15th and bring it in the morning of the 16th. V'pnei atzdukim shay omrim she'eno omer ba elo b'echad b'shabbat. All of this value of doing it with three people is all an extended polemic against the Tzdukim. However, there is another perspective, and that is the position of the Rambam. And if you look at the sources in number one, and I'll copy it for you here in the chat so you can look at it, the Rambam thinks not this way. The Rambam says, Tzirata Omer Eina Ela B'Shisha Asar B'Nisan, Kemoshit Bayer. You always bring the Karban HaOmer on the 16th, right? Meaning you cut it at night after the 15th, which is the 16th. Ve'efshar she'e yom zeh Shabbat. It could be that it is Shabbat. Ukvar kadam lecha shekol chovot shekabul endman dochene Shabbat v'atatumah. Why is it that we're allowed to do this? So he said, this is our general rule in halacha, that any public Karban that has a specific time on which it needs to be brought, just like the Karban HaOmer, so you're allowed to do it even on Shabbat. Va'atam shekotzrin oto shlosha kidei shiyistaymu ma'asav v'mihirot kimo shidbayar lekaman. He says that's not the machloket at all. He says, why do we tell you to do it with three people? We tell you to do it with three people because it quickens the process. It just makes it faster. So now we have to spell this out. Because according to Rashi, the reason you use three people is because we want to publicize it against the Baitusim and the Tzdukim and tell them that the right time to bring the Omer is always on the 16th. And the Machloket, therefore, according to Rashi, between Reb Chanina Sko'an HaKohanim and the other Shita, is whether this desire to publicize that we don't hold like the Baitusim is enough to tell us that we should have more people violating Shabbat when the 16th of Nisan is Shabbat. According to Rechenin Eskon HaKohanim, the desire of publicizing against the Tzdukim is not a good enough reason to violate Shabbat. And according to Rechenin Eskon HaKohanim, and according to the Chachamim, it is. Now, whether that's because he thinks, again, like we said yesterday, that the machloket is hutrar dechuya, meaning maybe you'll explain it like this. The Chachamim hold that anything you need to do the Omer is completely mutter. Whether it's a preparatory step, it doesn't matter. And therefore, since it's totally mutter, you do it in the normal way, and if the normal way entails publicizing against the Tzdukim that we do everything on the 16th of Nisan, then you do that even on Shabbat. And Rav Chanina Sko'an HaKohanim maybe thinks that no, this is only dechuya. The fact that we let you do melacha to prepare for the Omer on Shabbat, it's still usher, it's just that it's mutter to violate the Torah, but therefore you minimize it. And it's not worth publicizing it extra if that means extra melacha. Alternatively, as we said yesterday, maybe their machloket is only about the cutting of the Omer. Because the cutting of the Omer is not the mitzvah itself, it's a preparatory step. And therefore, their machloket is even the preparatory step completely mutter on Shabbat or not. But that's all according to Rashi and the Bartanura. But according to the Rambam, the reason they use three people is to make it quicker, not to the Farse Milta. So, what is the Gemara talking about when it says that the reason that you might want to do it with three people, even on Shabbat, is l'farse milta? So he might think that that's only the Gemara's hava amina
of why maybe Rabbi Ishmael, who thinks that you minimize the private malacha of sifting, would allow you to do it with three people because of the polemic. But that's not the real reason that we use three people. The real reason we use three people is simply because it quickens the process. The Gemara only brought up this possibility that Rabbi Ishmael, who thinks that when it comes to minimizing malacha for the sifting, maybe he would be willing to allow you to have three people cutting the Omer because of the counter pressure of the Tzdukim and Baitusim. But fundamentally, that was never the real reason for bringing the Omer with three people. Right, again, Rashi thinks that the whole reason that I use three people to begin with to cut the Omer is to publicize that we don't paskin like the Baitusim, and that we think that you always bring the Omer on the 16th of Nisan, no matter what day of the week it is. Rambam thinks, no, that was only a Havamit, according to Rishmael. But the real reason that we have three people involved is because there's a value in quickening the process of bringing the Omer. And Rashi says this as well in the Mishnah. I gave you one Rashi, but another Rashi on the Mishnah. Let me give you this Rashi, exactly like the Bartzenura. Says again that what you learn from the Gemara on Amud Bet is that the reason you use three people is completely because of publicizing it against the Baitusim, and not the way the Rambam clearly holds, that the reason you do it with three people is to quicken the process. And the reason the Gemara brings up Lafarse Milta is only that that might be a reason, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who's hesitant to maximize the violation of Malach on Shabbat for the Omer, that would just be his reason to allow maximizing violation of Malacha when it comes to the public act of cutting down the grain. So is there any difference between these? Right? Is there any nafkamina between these two? So again, we have two main positions. You have the Rambam, who says that the reason that in general you cut down the Omer with three people is simply that makes it faster. And the only reason the Gemara said that maybe you do it Lefarsei Milta is according to Rabbi Ishmael, but fundamentally the real reason is to speed up the process. On the other hand, you have Rashi, who says the only reason to cut down the grain with three people is to go against the Baitusim. So what nafkamina might there be? Right? What difference might there be between these two halachot? Between these two understandings? So, I'll give you two nafkaminas. One, I sent you now, this is source 4. This, the Daf HaLadaf quotes it from the Imre Emet, who's one of the Ger Rebbes, the third Ger Rebbe, I believe. The first Ger Rebbe was the Chidushei Harim, the second one was the Sfat Emet, or the Sfas Emes, and the third is the Imre Emet, or the Imre Emes. So what does he say? He says, Yesh l'histapek, Eichaya b'zman habayit, k'shachal yom ha'omer, v'lav achi b'motzai Shabbat Kodesh, ha'im gam kein katso b'shalosh maglot. Here's his nafkamina. What happens if the first day of Pesach is Shabbat, which means that everybody, rabbinate, prushi, or tzduki baitusi, think that what's the right day to bring the Karban Omer? On Motzei Shabbat and Sunday. Right? Meaning in a case when the 16th of Nisan is actually on Sunday, so then everybody agrees that the right time to bring the Karban Omer is on the 16th of Nisan. So now let's go through the logic here. If, according to Rashi, the only reason that you bring the Karban Omer and you cut down the Omer with three people is because we want to publicize as much as possible that we think Mimacharat HaShabbat means the day after Yom Tov and not Sunday, so then, on a year in which the rabbis and the Baitusim agree because the day after Pesach is also the day after Shabbat. Because the first day of Pesach falls on Shabbat. So the day after Pesach is Sunday. So then according to Rashi, there's going to be no reason to bring the Karban HaOmer, to cut down the Omer with three people because you're not publicizing anything. Everybody agrees that the right day to bring the Omer when the first day of Pesach was Shabbat is on Sunday. So according to Rashi, you might not bring it with three people. But according to the Rambam, that the real reason that you bring the Karban HaOmer with three people is because we want to speed up the process as much as possible, so then it doesn't matter. No matter when you bring the Karban HaOmer, according to the Chachamim, you're going to bring it and have three people cutting down the grain. So that's nafka mina number one. Nafka mina number two, I give you from the Chassam Sofer, and I just sent it to you. It's number five on the source sheet. The Chassam Sofer writes as follows. De'ika pirsume milta. By bringing it with three people, you publicize it as follows. V'chein l'kamon gabe mechshilan latid lavo. Tzarech tam. Minale l'chalel Shabbat avur zeh. You just sent that to me? No, Yosef, you just sent me a message? No, oh, no, I just got it now. Sorry.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Now, I've given you one way of understanding the Rambam. But the Rambam, the Chassam Sofer, has a different way of understanding it. And he says as follows. Maybe what the Rambam thinks the words Lefarsume Milsa means is not at all what I just said, right? I said maybe the Rambam would agree that Lefarsume Milsa means to go against the Tzdukim. It's just that he thinks that that was only a Havamin according to Rabbi Yishmael. But the way the Chassam Sofer understands it is different. And he says, no. You totally misunderstood. You know what the words of Farsume Milsa mean? They don't mean to publicize the way Rashi understands it. They mean Lizaruze Milsa. It means to just speed it up. It means to make it go quickly. Or Shigaraskin, or maybe that was his Girsa. And he said, where did he get this from? Ulafia Niyadati, Nafka Mikra Demaiti, Paragyom HaKippurim, Vishamru B'nei Yisrael HaShabbat, La'asodet HaShabbat. He derived it from the following pasuk. Chazal read the pasuk of Vishamru v'nei Yisrael HaShabbat, which we say in Kiddush on Shabbos day. Amra Torah chalel Shabbat echad kidei shishmor Shabbatot harbei. Violate Shabbat. Right. So the Gemara brings this as one of the reasons that you're allowed to violate Shabbat to save your life. And the Gemara says, violate one Shabbat so that you'll be able to keep many other Shabbatot. That's why you're allowed to save your life on Shabbat. And therefore he says, Halchanami, kol michshol ha'atid, eidei zeh yitchalalu Shabbatot harbei, bikilkul ha'moedot, v'chein al yidei baitusim, al-kein itir l'chalal Shabbat echad, kidei shishmeru Shabbatot harbei. He said, maybe this is how it goes. What does it mean? Maybe, he said, all of this is the same thing, right? He gives a different understanding. He says, maybe what the Rambam thinks is that the reason you're allowed to bring the Karban Omer with three people all the time is because we want to protect Shabbat. And Shabbat in the broader sense. What is Shabbat in the broader sense? Shabbat in the broader sense means Shabbat plus Yom Tov. Right? Shabbat plus Yom Tov. And if we don't go out of our way to publicize the halacha to the tzdukim, so then they might win, and if they win, it'll mess up our calendar. And therefore, the reason it was mutar to violate Shabbat extra by having three people involved in the process was to publicize to everybody that we don't paskin the Beit Tusim to protect the system as a whole. But now let me give you another nafkamina based on this, which is, what happens if nowadays there are no Beit Tusim, there are no Tzdukim, the rabbis have basically won the day. So then what would you do? So I think this would be the second nafkamina. That if you think that what the Rambam really means is simply that the reason you're allowed to use three people is to speed up the process, so then, no matter what, even if there were no Tzdukim or Beit Tusim left in the world, you would still have three people cut down the Omer, because that's the best way of doing it. But if you think that even the Rambam agrees that the reason you use three people is because we want to publicize it, and we want to make sure that everybody knows, to make sure that we protect the Jewish calendar, so if you live in a time when there are no Tzdukim and Beit Tusim, there are no people challenging the rabbinic understanding of when you bring the Omer, so then, if you understand the Rambam the way the Chacham Sofer does, or you understand the Sugya the way Rashi does, that the only value here was to publicize against the Tzdukin, and then I think nowadays you would not use three people on Shabbat, you would use one person on Shabbat, or maybe you wouldn't use three people at all, even during the week, because there's no reason to publicize it. So again, there are two basic understandings of this. So yeah, one is Rashi, who thinks that the reason we use three people is to polemicize. The Rambam, I think the simple understanding of the Rambam, which is to say, no, the reason you use three people to cut down the Omer is so that's the best way of doing it. And maybe the reason the Gemara said Lefarsume Milta was only according to Rabbi Ishmael, or the way the Chacham Sofer does, which is even the Rambam agrees that what you're really trying to do is to polemicize against the Tzdukim, and two nafkaminas of whether the reason you use three is part of a polemic against the Tzdukim, or because that's the right way of doing it. One is in a world where there are no Tzdukim, and therefore there's no one to polemicize against. So do you use three people, or do you revert to one? Or the Imre Emet's nafkamina, which is what happens when the day to bring the Omer overlaps for the rabbis and the Beit Tusim, and therefore, by doing it on that day, you won't prove anything, so the polemical reason is gone. So then again, if you think the reason we do it with three people is because that's the best way to do it, you'll still do it. If you think the only reason we do it with three people is to prove to the Beit Tusim we don't agree with them, so obviously on the day when we both agree, meaning when the 16th of Nisan is on Sunday, so then we will still bring it with three people. Okay, that's the mini sugya that I wanted to read through with you and get through this Gemara. After today, I'm switching over from these ideas because I think on Skype it's getting a little bit hard to do kachim. We're going to switch over to the much more easily accessible issues of counting the Omer and the mitzvah of counting the Omer and Daf Samachay. And this will be our pre-Pesach thing. So tomorrow what we'll do is the question of whether Shvir to Omer, when there's no Beit HaMikdash, is D'oraita or D'Rabbanan, is biblical or rabbinic. I've also tried to make it easier because I know I'm not around to help you as much, even though you're free to call me. And I've put English for almost every source, or at least the main sources, and I've given you an English summary of it. So hopefully that'll be helpful, even if you can't get a hold of me even by WhatsApp because, internet drops or something like that. Okay, guys, have a good day, and I'll talk to you guys later, okay?
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.